So as usual, when I try to do an interview on acute leukemias, like we're running out of time, and yet we have so many things to talk about. So I think what I'm going to do is just throw out to you a bunch of these drugs that have come online, as I'm remembering the slide that you show where you show all the approvals, and just get your take, particularly again from the point of view of the general oncologist in terms of what it means in practice. So I think this patient, the IDH patient, actually got gemtuzumab, correct?
Yes, he did.
Can you talk a little bit about gemtuzumab and where it fits in nowadays?
I think gemtuzumab is the perfect example of a resurgent drug. It has found its niche again. We are now using it in the upfront setting. There's data suggesting it can vastly improve our outcomes for favorable risk patients in addition to standard cytarabine and daunorubicin induction and high-dose cytarabine consolidation. Large studies, retrospective studies, meta-analysis show about a 20% improvement when added to standard 7+3 in consolidation. About a 5.7% improvement in overall survival when adding it to intermediate risk. No role for it in adverse karyotype AML. We are also using it as a less preferred but still an option for elderly unfit patients that don't want any oral agents, that don't want any hypomethylating agents, and just want to come in for some antibody therapy. Two doses in the first month, one dose monthly. There is also obviously a role in the relapse refractory setting. Less favored in that setting because of the risk of VOD that's been associated with it. If we do give it to patients, we sometimes will give it for intermediate risk patients in combination with induction, but we omit it from consolidation if those patients are going forward with an allogeneic transplant.
Any other potential tolerabilities other than VOD? You know, occlusive disease.
Liver toxicity is something that we have to watch out for. So patients with baseline liver dysfunction, not due to their disease, can have issues with gemtuzumab, something that we're keeping an eye on. And obviously, anybody that is, for example, going immediately to stem cell transplantation right after induction chemotherapy, generally the practice has been to give at least a 2-month window between the use of gemtuzumab and a myeloablative regimen. Certainly, the data suggests if you're going to give a non-myeloablative regimen, particularly in older patients, that it would be safe to go forward in that with gemtuzumab. And gemtuzumab is an agent that we're very familiar with, fallen out of favor a little bit in the targeted therapy, but definitely something that we have back in our regimens now.